The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Do that. Friday. Big weekend, Craig. Got big weekend plans there?
Yeah, looking forward to a fantastic weekend.
All right. It's the way we start the day. I posted a buddy of mine sent me a photo. I'm not sure where he got it. It's a Texas license plate, so basically.
I put it
on Twitter today at TNT Radio Empire.
Jesus is my co-pilot, and we're cruising for...
Our producer's name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just says everything about Christers to me.
I don't know that Jesus would be that good a wingman.
Didn't he pull Mary Magdalene?
Yeah.
That's not true. Okay.
Not true? No, that's not a thing.
All right, I thought he banged her.
I know you did.
Well, I don't know.
We've had this conversation any number of times.
All right. Well, you're our spiritual advisor, Craig.
Yeah, and you are not a listener.
Right. Is Jesus the kind of guy that would take the ugly one?
Yep.
I can't answer that.
Settle for the ugly friend.
Or maybe Jesus goes both ways.
No, I don't
Suck
think
it,
no,
Jesus.
No, no, no.
Yeah, but that guy wouldn't want anything to do with him if he went both ways.
No, hell no. Texas truck guy's a big old industrial truck there.
Yeah. I mean, not that he probably doesn't have some tendencies, but certainly he's not going to let it out, and he's certainly not going to tell Jesus.
You guys are funny.
Because he's pretty sure Jesus wouldn't approve.
You're funny.
And they're cruising.
All right.
Well, for our military, the chief White House medical advisor, the name of Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Oh, that guy, yeah. I like Fauci.
When are they going to get rid of the word chief in his title?
Says that members of the...
Well, that's a new one.
It is.
You're not wearing a headdress. You're not wearing a headdress at the meetings. Kind of cool if you did walk out while it was on, though. You know?
Fauci says members of the military... that opt out of the COVID vaccine are part of the problem.
Should also opt out of opt out of their paycheck. This is the United States government. They can tell you to wear it. Yeah.
One wonders.
Yeah.
The military.
You line up to get shots when you join the military.
If they take orders when they're in the military. If you go to the military, do you take orders?
Maybe not in this day and age. Maybe I'm not going to do that. You know, I saw a bunch of military guys post a lot of photos of just dudes, which, you know, in khakis and no shirts, standing in line, getting inoculated, because that's what you do when you're in the army.
Yeah,
you got to go to certain places. We got to shoot you up, right?
Yeah,
and because there's diseases all over this world that you don't want.
They can tell you what to do.
Right.
That's the reason. Well, one of the reasons.
Apparently, they're not
military because I don't like people telling me what to do.
Exactly. Apparently, they're not. If people can opt out of this, about a third of them.
Jesus, put them in the same group then.
Are they claiming what? Religious exemption?
I don't know.
No.
I think they're claiming ignorance.
Well, they are.
They don't have to claim it.
They're ignorant sons of bitches.
Right.
You just have to say, I don't want that. I don't know what's in it.
I don't want the vaccine. Oh.
I don't know what's in it. Jesus.
You're stupid.
Yeah, they're just stupid. Hang on, Craig. Yeah.
You stupid son of a bitch!
Get the damn vaccine. I'm not worried about you dying if you don't want it, but the problem is you're going to kill somebody else maybe. And also, herd immunity means everything's open to everybody without masks someday down the road. And if you want normal real life again, you have to get it. If you don't, there's no herd immunity. Everybody just has a vaccine, it's safe, and nobody else is. You know, you're walking around with masks going everywhere, and that's the way it's going to be.
And they're lengthening the pandemic.
Yeah. Oh, they're totally lengthening it.
Thanks, people.
Right.
What's the number they want for herd immunity?
70%, Dr. Mina said yesterday.
Yeah, it should
and,
be that hard.
And like 56 of white Republican men are refusing it. Now, that's not 50% of the country because it's only, you know, it's 30-30 and then there's some independents out there. But still, that's still a group of bunch of dumb nuts.
But I read some number like 90% of at risk. People who have pre-existing conditions and older people. You know, like I said, mentioned my dad yesterday.
Right. They know it's real. Yeah. And they also know no matter what party they in, they saw their buddies die or people they know die of their age.
Yeah, so they've seen the consequences. Right. So they're getting the vaccine. Right. I don't know if he's gotten the second one yet. If not, he's due for it soon.
And my wife gets hers tomorrow.
Last time I talked to him was probably 10 days ago. Right.
And Creighton University.
My wife's 75, by the way. People didn't know that. That's why she's getting the vaccine. She's 75.
Enjoy your weekend.
Right. He can pull the younger dudes.
She can.
She's always been able to.
She can. She's a teacher. So before you
been nice knowing you.
Start emailing. How's she getting it?
Well, she's a teacher. That's what they do.
That's right. And she's 75.
I got a lot of tenure.
A lot. You think I'd let her retire, but nope. She's getting her ass to work.
No, keep going.
Well, somebody's got to provide the insurance.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I could lose this job at any minute, you know.
Is the teacher pension full salary when they retire?
I don't know.
Probably varies from district to district.
I doubt it because people would make it past 5 years if it were.
It's not full salary now.
Because my buddy's wife, I guess she's my friend too, was in the Denver public school system for 25 years.
Mm-hmm. She gave it up then? Retire?
Yeah, she retired. Yeah. And I think she gets a pretty good salary or a pretty good pension.
I'm sure they do.
Enough to travel the world.
Well, they didn't have any kids, Todd. So.
Oh, yeah, they got kids.
Oh, I thought
yeah, but they're growing.
The one that didn't. Okay, got it. All right. Grown kids still cost you money, right, Todd? You told me they do.
Oh, yeah. They still cost you money. And you know, they don't just...
Especially if you're a decent parent.
Yeah.
So you can't just kick them out and you're on your own. Right. Screw you.
When they're older and they come to you for money, it's usually a large sum.
Oh, yeah.
Like, can you help me with a down payment on a house?
On a house, right.
I know I've done that before. Right. Can you help me pay off a credit card before I move to Mexico? Right. Okay.
Which one was that?
And you stopped answering your phone calls.
The one that went to Mexico.
I got out.
Really?
Creighton University suspending head basketball coach Greg McDermott over the racially insensitive remarks he made last weekend.
Got to stay on the plantation as part of it. You know,
suspended immediately from all team activities. Won't be on the bench Saturday for the regular season finale as Creighton hosts Butler. Further sanctions remain under consideration.
But they told him to stay on the plantation because we'll need you when the tournament comes.
Yeah,
I don't anticipate him sitting down long.
No, I don't know how I feel about that part of it. But the
it
fact
depends
is,
on the players. You know, what the players think matters a lot.
It wasn't a slip of the tongue either. It's a pretty long sentence. And he says plantation twice. I'm not saying they can do what they want at Creighton. It's their gig, their business. But I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole in the internet. I was telling these guys earlier, Craig, I saw somebody said they went down to some thread about this. And he goes, oh, you don't want to go down there. Yeah.
You don't want to look at the comments.
Every once in a while, a black guy would check in amongst all the white races.
Oh.
Yeah, it got pretty brutal, you know. What's the big deal?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I'm really getting tired of conservative white guys.
They're so boring.
Weighing in on
just boring.
Racial issues.
They just bore me.
I'm tired of us weighing in on racial
issues. That's why I just said. That's right. That's why we let Luke or Tony, and Tony's not the person.
No.
but yeah,
don't let him weigh in.
We have sensitive. First of all, we can say that was wrong.
Yeah.
Yes.
We can.
What he said was completely wrong, and then let everybody else handle this. You know. We're not in charge of that school.
Yeah.
It's right here in Omaha. Right. There are people who are listening.
If you want to know why that was wrong, engage a black person.
If you don't know why it's wrong, then you got to be. That's just dumb. Come on. That's just dumb.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The United States has agreed to suspend tariffs on UK products, including Scotch whiskey and cashmere, as the two sides try to work out an agreement on an underlying dispute over commercial jets. The United Kingdom suspended its own tariffs related to the spat at the beginning of the year. Diageo, the UK spirits company, whose products include Johnny Walker Scotch, said, "Today is a good day for Scotch and Scotland."
And cashmere sweaters.
That's right.
Apparently.
That's going to make a difference in my monthly budget.
Mm-hmm. The Johnny Walker Scotch?
Yeah, the Scotch and the cashmere.
Well, the two go hand in hand. Yeah.
I spend a lot of money every month on
you
those two things.
You can't enjoy a nice bottle of Scotch without your cashmere sweater.
Without a big turtleneck cashmere sweater, right? Overlooking the bay.
This tariff battle started in June.
Like an old sailor, you know? Waiting for Brandy to come in.
That's a trigger.
You want to hear the song?
That's just a trigger.
That song doesn't get old with me. I don't know why.
Yeah, these tariffs battle started in June of last year.
Yeah.
So it's over?
No, it's put on hold.
Okay.
Well, our spirits company guys, you know what this is about. You know, we defer to people that sell booze,
and people
we drink it. We don't sell it.
A good tariff battle,
right?
They know it too. I don't keep on top of my tariff battles,
no,
as much as I used to.
No,
so
many minutes in the day.
It does affect the cost of booze, 25% to 50%.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I know a lot of people don't care what their booze costs. They're just going to get it.
Well, if your booze goes up,
but some people do care.
If your booze goes up, you just go on the internet and blame Biden, right? Like they do gas prices?
All of that.
All right, got it,
Do you have the gas price story?
I do.
I'd like a...
I hear that people who have never seen the price of gas change, who have no context, are blaming the current administration for gas prices going up. According to federal data, gas prices have mostly been going up since they bottomed out at about $1.87 a gallon in late April of last year.
Who was president last year?
$2.72 in late February of 2021. That's an increase of 45% within about 10 months. Now, prices have risen about 10% since Biden took office in 2021. The bulk of the increase came under Trump. Today's prices are the highest they've been in about 18 months.
Fake news.
Gas prices were similar to or higher
what are gay prices?
Than
How much
their
are they?
Current
are gay
level
prices, right.
For much of the time between October of 2017 and January of 2020. Shall I repeat that sentence?
No.
Yes. Gas prices were similar to or higher than their current level for much of the time between October of 2017 and January of 2020, more than 2 years of Trump's presidency. Prices were higher than today for all of the time between March of 2018 and November of 2018, and all of the time between April of 2019 and August of 2019. Gasoline prices have a seasonal component as well. Summer prices tend to be higher. Gasoline prices today are roughly in line with where they were at similar points in the calendar in 2017, 2018, 2019, and 2020 when Trump was in office.
If you're, for one thing. You're not on the social media, Craig, and all this was people that are still pissed off that their boy lost, and that's all they got is Biden raised the gas prices.
Yeah,
that's all it is. Every one of them were Trumpers on social media.
They need a simple answer to everything. Right. It's all about one guy, and it couldn't possibly be about a complex set of global circumstances and many other factors. It couldn't possibly be something nuanced.
It couldn't be
supply and demand.
I've seen people do exactly that story you did right there, Craig. I've seen people try to explain it to their moron friends on social media, Facebook, basically. They list out all these things basically you said, you know, in various terms. And the response from their friends is, yeah, but he's still president. It went up. So you're pissing in the wind, you know.
Well, some critics of Biden have said that his cancellation of the Keystone XL pipeline resulted in higher gas prices,
but
the pipeline wasn't even operating yet.
And that gas isn't intended for us.
Yeah. No.
It gets shipped to Houston, and then it goes to China. It comes from Canada, goes through the United States. We're just, you know, a pipeline, literally. Ooh.
They say that any price impact from the pipeline decision or from other Biden policies to limit fossil fuels would be years down the road.
Yeah, but he sniffs girls' hair. Sorry.
On a short-time horizon, gas prices depend mostly on supply and demand. Right. On the supply side, the OPECers and Russia have made voluntary production cuts, which has the effect of raising prices. U.S. customers are, U.S. companies are investing less in finding new sources of oil, partly because of low oil prices over the last year. The biggest factor in the recent price spike has been the slow but steady economic recovery from the pandemic.
Yeah, people are going to drive all summer, and people are going to hit the roads this summer compared to last summer.
No, but I want a two-word explanation why gas prices are
now
higher.
Now, here is something else.
Libtard, that's two words, right?
Here's another thing to keep in mind. Pat DeHaan, the head of petroleum and analysis at Gas Buddy, a website that tracks gas prices, said, you can make the argument that rising gas prices are a positive sign of growing consumer confidence. You can argue that the economic outlook has improved, providing a dose of optimism among consumers that has led to rising prices at the pump.
6 months ago, I would see a Trumper guy posting on Facebook that, you know, low gas prices are actually a bad sign of the economy.
Oh, now you don't see that, right?
No,
exactly.
No. And that argument, thankfully, has went away. Because that's a good argument for the economy.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's pretty complicated, Craig?
I'm saying it's fairly complicated, and but at the same time, not exceedingly simple.
Not really, and yeah.
No.
It's not just, he said this, so that. It's more
there, man. Trump kept the prices down to these morons.
No.
All right, here to explain things to white people.
Oh.
9½-toed Luke.
Hey, Luke.
Oh, great.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on, fellas?
Well, a lot, actually.
You haven't weighed in on the McDermott situation. I'm waiting for you to do that, so thank you.
I mean, do I have to?
No, you don't.
2021. Should we even be having this conversation?
No, we shouldn't.
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
Apparently we have to.
That's all I got. All right. It's very, very disappointing. Matter of fact, I know a young man that's on that team right now. I went to school with his father.
Okay.
So to still hear this coming out now, and just like you said, Tyler, the other day, plantation, reservation, we got to get off of that type of stuff.
Yeah.
It's not even about being sensitive. It's just about being right.
Right. Right.
And that's pretty much the bottom line. Guys, I'll tell you this. I graduated in 1991. 1991,
God,
that year, in an inner city school here in Empire City, old white guy was our basketball coach.
Okay.
And he looked at us and he told us that the only way for us to get out of the ghetto was to be successful in basketball.
He actually said that in 91?
Actually said that in 1991. Got back to parents. Of course, they were in the uproar because, look, you trying to tell me that the only way my son can be successful is if he can dribble and shoot a basketball?
Man.
You know, so, and just fast forward to 2021, and you still got that type of stuff being said.
Good thing you made the NBA for about 10 years.
I know, right? I mean, Hell, I ain't goddamn Norman Rockefeller, but we're doing okay over here.
Yeah, you know? No, you are doing fine, man.
I think how good you could have been with Tim.
Wait. Right, I got a credit. I got a credit, my white woman, for getting me good credit. So,
by the way, you ain't, now you're not helping. Now you're not helping the community.
Did Coach encourage you to do that?
Find a white woman?
Right, when you get out, find a white woman.
No, he didn't have to.
By the way, did that, that you said he was everybody's old when you're in high school, so was he in his 50s, 60s, or his 40s?
I'm thinking 60s.
Okay, he was an older dude.
He had a younger assistant, you know, white guy, but he was more savvy to the culture. So, you know, he kind of turned around and walked away once he
See, I know the high school you're talking about. I mean, in 1991, how many white kids were on that team?
Two.
Okay, out of what, about 15? All right.
Yep.
Okay, and he just said that's he probably taught in that school district too, right?
Yes, he did.
Jesus.
He taught at the school.
They fire him for that or not?
He stepped down.
Oh,
and the younger guy took over.
Yeah. All right. When you guys all looked at each other when he said that, it must have been just like, what the hell?
The walk and rides home were a little different. Like I said, it got back to the parents, and they caused an uproar at the school. So, I could kind of see what these guys are going through.
Right.
And, you know.
Well, first of all, the kids at Creighton are on scholarship. Of course, they want to play basketball.
Right.
This is a whole different situation for these kids. And I don't blame them for just trying to be quiet and just try to keep their scholarship and play basketball. I understand that. But this is not a good look. Not a good look at all.
Not at all.
And you said
And guys, look, just to go back to the Dr. Seuss thing.
Yes.
So there's a meme going around. Mm-hmm. You let your kids listen to the WAP song, but you can't let them read Dr. Seuss. Look, dude, Cardi B is for adults.
Right. Right.
If they're playing that on the radio, then it's bleeped out unless it's on Sirius Radio.
Right.
Dr. Seuss is books that you read to a kid.
Right.
Okay? There's a huge freaking difference.
Yeah, but
you also got to point out that it was Dr. Seuss's publishing company that chose not to print those books anymore. Nobody told them to stop. There was no
Todd, I explained this.
Yeah. But, you know,
I explained this, and they don't, like we say, they don't want to listen to the facts.
No, they don't.
No.
And I told them, I said, it was brought up in 1920. Of course there was some racial overtones.
Of course there was.
What the hell is wrong with you people? You people.
Hey, we're embarrassed to those people. Come on, don't yell at us. We're the cool ones. All right. Thanks.
Well, you're cool sometimes. Todd and Craig, they're cool all the time. Tyler sometimes just come out, but, you know, I still love you because you're my boy. And, you know, I just kind of let it go over my head. And Big P, you know, he's not really okay, but I still tolerate him just to get to you guys.
How about Nick?
Now, that's my stepson. So I got to love Nick. If I stop loving Nick, then his mama's going to stop loving me. And I can't have that.
All right. No.
See you, Luke. Thanks, man.
All right.
Fellas, y'all have a good one.
Right. See ya.
The hell I do.
Well, you're just not as cool as us. That doesn't mean you're not cool. It just means you got a lot to live up to.
I thought he was the harbinger of cool.
I am, actually.
Well, not according to Luke, apparently.
What does he know?
Yeah, good point.
And good luck getting through next time, Luke.
Yeah, there you go. I'm with you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.